he's pretty lucky, though, isn't he?
Jim?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
We'll go ahead and resume counsel. President, is Commissioner Adams. We're going to go to the consent agenda. Commissioner Leonard, did you wish to pull any items from the consent agenda?
I did. I'd like to pull items 499, 500, and 501.
Any objections from the council? Hearing no objections, those are pulled and returned to Commissioner Leonard's office.
Yep. 495 on consent.
It should be. It's in the number sequence.
I need to pull that and put an emergency on it.
Oh, yes. Is that the sewer up on 23rd?
Yeah, we've got a breaking sewer.
Okay, so 495 has been pulled and requested as a emergency. Any objections?
I should read the title.
Please read the title.
Okay, do you want to, get rid of the rest of consent first? Take the vote
on
consent?
Yes, let's call a consent on the...
Okay, so we have pulled 495, 499, 500, and 501.
Yes.
Okay. Adams?
Aye.
Leonard?
Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Potter?
Aye. Please read item 495.
495. Authorize a contract and provide for payment for the construction of Northwest Irving Street and Northwest Flanders Street combination sewer replacement project number 8780.
Commissioner Adams.
Mr. Mayor, Council, the purpose of adding the emergency is to convey my declaration of an emergency for severely damaged combined sewers in Northwest Irving Street between 22nd Avenue and 24th Avenue, and Northwest Flanders between 22nd and 23rd. These 10 and 12-inch clay lines were originally constructed in 1889, and an inspection during the planning of the Northwest 23rd Avenue paving project indicated a large cavity at the intersection of Northwest 24th Avenue and Northwest Irving Street. The sewer has completely collapsed over a 15-foot length and was undermining the cast iron water main above it. This forced the closing of the road to allow for a short section of repair to be completed in November of 2007. However, additional problems that required immediate attention were found at a subsequent video inspection. The design is complete, and it is necessary to complete the repair of these three blocks of sewer before additional failures occur.
The funds are coming from the sewer operating fund?
Correct.
Okay. Any discussion? Please call a vote. Oh, excuse me.
Move to adopt the emergency clause.
Okay.
Second.
Call a vote.
Adams?
Aye.
Leonard?
Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Potter?
Aye. Now, do we vote on the emergency? Okay, please call a vote.
Adams?
Aye.
Leonard?
Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Potter?
Aye. Please read the 10:30 time certain.
Item 480, tentatively deny appeal of Dominic and Maria Corrado, applicant, stating that the zoning code requirements to create an open space tract deprive them of rights protected under the U.S. Constitution for their application for a two-lot partition at 6917 Southwest 49th Avenue and uphold the hearing officer's decision with amendment LU07179193LDPEN.
I wasn't present at this hearing and for this appeal, therefore I will not be voting on this item. Council has before them findings. I need a motion to adopt the findings and deny the appeal and uphold the hearing officer's decision with amendment.
So moved.
Please call the vote.
Adams.
Aye.
Leonard.
Aye.
Saltzman.
Aye.
Please read item 505.
Authorize a grant to the Salvation Army to relocate and continue to operate an emergency shelter for homeless women.
Commissioner Leonard?
This is an issue we discussed previously that the council agreed to set aside the funds for, but basically what it allows for is the current concern that is Salvation Army's West Women's Shelter at 30 Southwest 2nd is going to move, and we're going to move it to 11 Northwest 5th, and the facility at 30 Southwest 2nd will be the location of the 12 drug treatment beds that we need to be able to take what some describe as Project 57 to another level and treat more violent offenders in partnership with Volunteers of America. This ordinance is an emergency ordinance, needs to be an emergency ordinance, and allows us to begin spending the money for the improvements that will allow the women's shelter to be improved and get up and running, and also allow the treatment beds to be created. There is just kind of an editorial comment that one of the issues in our community that I've discovered, and I think Mayor Potter's discovered as well, is while we may have the will and even the resources to provide treatment for offenders, there aren't beds available in the community to treat these folks. And so we're finding ourselves actually having to construct places, modify existing structures in order to create the beds. This particular facility that will provide the 12 beds actually has the ability to expand to 24 beds. We met with Chair Wheeler yesterday, told him that, and we're hoping that the county, who is obviously facing the same issue of not having enough treatment beds, will take advantage of the of some of the efficiencies created by us doing this work and maybe consider leasing the other 12 beds. So we would have 24 beds in this facility. But this is a program that, yes, helps people that are seeking to recover from addiction to alcohol and drugs, but it has the ancillary effect of reducing crime in our community, making our streets safer, and we think really provides benefits exponentially greater than what the cost is of the program. Thank you. And I have, as you can see, Officer Myers and his entourage in the back of the room to answer any questions that you would like answered if you need.
Did we get that?
Why don't we bring them up? Because we were talking about the issue with Salvation Army and the, and I know you've addressed that. So, do you want to come up with him, Ty?
I will. Thank you.
Remember, Ty, you're under oath, and we can ask you any question we want.
Can you leave? Yeah, because that could get me in trouble.
Yeah. I have a lot of answers.
So the concerns about the certification of Salvation Army, we've worked through that?
Yes. Commissioner Adams, Jeff Myers with the Portland Police Bureau. I have the actual benefit package, the signed by Salvation Army. I personally went down and acquired that from them, and they meet the all the regulations and laws surrounding.
And Jeff Baer, the purchasing agent, is in receipt of it and sent an email on Monday saying that they're in full compliance with the Equal Benefits Ordinance.
Thank you.
As we promised.
Thank you.
Under oath.
Under oath.
Very good. Well, you know, you've had some amazing results downtown. I'm really anxious to see how we can apply it to other areas of Portland. And as Commissioner Leonard and I have talked, and I think I've also discussed with you, Jeff, about using some funds to create some programs for prostitutes so we can also work with that particular population to get them off the streets of the city. So.
Yes, Mayor, in fact, we're meeting with one group that may be able to put a program together for that very issue this afternoon at 1 o'clock.
Right.
And will it be starting by 3 p.m.?
I will see if I can make that happen for you.
If anybody can do it, you can, Jeff.
Careful what you say to him, Mayor.
Which group are you? Which group are you?
VOA. Volunteers of America have been working on a program particularly designed to work with prostitutes and drug-addicted prostitutes. So we're going to talk to them about their program today and get some sort of resource material to share with you.
That's amazing results. I think the figures you showed me is a 70% reduction in recidivism. That is people recommitting crimes after they've been through this program.
Yes, Mayor Potter, for the last 5 years, we have some, we've tracked results, and in the last 24 months, we've been able to maintain that 71% reduction in recidivism rates amongst a population of now 426 chronic offenders throughout the downtown, and we've expanded into Northeast Precinct and Southeast Precinct.
You said that that was basically about 2% of the worst offenders in the city of Portland. I mean, that they were coming from that particular group of people who were the...
Anecdotally, what we have, what we look at is we're really targeting the 2% that are creating about 80% of the crime in these areas, and that's consistent with criminal histories of the individuals that we've been able to identify through our data runs.
And for the first 13 weeks of this year, crime has dropped 9%. And in some of the areas, such as theft and auto theft, it's been significant. So, and I think a lot of it is due to what you folks are doing, the Interbureau Task Force. It's just a new approach to how we solve problems, and I really think it's a great program. Questions from the commissioners? Was there anyone signed up to testify on this matter?
No one signed up.
Anyone here who wished to testify to this matter? It's an emergency. Please call the vote.
Adams?
This is fantastic work. I really appreciate it, and thanks for working out the Equal Benefit Ordinance compliance. Aye.
Leonard?
And, you know, in my career in politics, there's like three things I think of that I'm really proud of. This is one of the three things, and I just am deeply indebted to you, Jeff, and the work and the energy you've created and brought to this. And, you know, we're up here more resources to provide tools to people like you who have great ideas, and this was an idea you had, and it's working great. So thanks. Aye.
Saltzman.
Great work. Aye.
Potter.
Aye. You got it, Jeff.
Thank you.
Nice work.
Please read item 506.
Authorized contract with Marina and Company, LLC, in the amount of $130,000 to provide residential solid waste and recycling rate review services.
Mr. Saltzman.
Mr. Mayor, this is a contract to a company that will help us in establishing residential solid waste and recycling rates. That will be coming to council very shortly for approval.
Questions from the commissioners? Did we have a sign-up sheet?
I did not.
Anybody here who wished to testify to this matter? It's an emergency. Call the vote.
Adams?
Aye.
Leonard?
Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Potter?
Aye.
Maybe Andy just want to tell us if you have any desire to testify on any of the remaining items.
You know, I've been semi.
Well, the next item is at 6 p.m. tonight, Andy, so we'll see you there.
Mm-hmm.
We're recessed until 6 p.m.
It's a good one.
How many panels?
The invited testimony is a mere 6 hours, so yeah, it's not bad.
Incremental improvement, I'll take it. Mm-hmm.
Hey, how did your meeting go with Ted about the rent contract? We're going to add. You were going to meet with him, I think, yesterday?
Yeah. He's.
And for how long?